Actor Matthew Modine slams disconnected Joe Biden, "It's time for you to go." By Hannah Blow on November 18, 2019. Actor Matthew Modine took aim at former Vice President Joe Biden D. on Monday, describing him as disconnected and said it's time for the White House hopeful to go in remarks inspired by Biden's hesitancy to legalize marijuana at the federal level. "Sorry, Joe. It's time for you to go. Thanks for your service. May I add, booze is the gateway drug. Not pot. You just showed the world just how disconnected you are from the present." The Full Metal Jacket actor said, providing a link to a story detailing Biden's recent remarks on marijuana. Biden made waves over the weekend after expressing skepticism of legalizing marijuana at the federal level, contending that there is not nearly enough evidence to definitively determine if it acts as a gateway drug. "The truth of the matter is, there's not nearly been enough evidence that has been acquired as to whether or not it is a gateway drug," Biden told an audience in Las Vegas, Nevada, over the weekend. "It's a debate, and I want a lot more before I legalize it nationally. I want to make sure we know a lot more about the science behind it. It's a debate, and I want a lot more before I legalize it nationally," he continued. "I want to make sure we know a lot more about the science behind it." The presidential hopeful's remarks sparked responses from Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who has vowed to legalize marijuana within the first 100 days in the office via executive order and create federal programs designed to help former convicts secure jobs in the marijuana industry, and his supporter Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Modine's remark encompasses the growing frustration among many Democrats. Democrats who are not excited about Biden or confident in his ability to go head-to-head with President Trump in a general election matchup. The sentiment has been reflected in recent polls, showing Biden, who was once believed to be the secure, almost unbeatable frontrunner, slowly slipping into political oblivion. A George Washington University politics poll released last month showed Biden dropping to third place, behind both Senators Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Sanders. An Iowa poll released later in the month showed Biden flopping to fourth place in the Hawkeye state, behind Warren, Sanders, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, who has experienced a significant surge in the state in recent weeks. The Biden campaign's cash flow also speaks to the presidential hopeful's festering issues. His campaign only managed to raise $15.2 million in the third quarter, a number that paled in comparison to the $25.3 million raised by Sanders and $24.6 million touted by Warren, and reported just $9 million cash on hand. His rivals, on the other hand, still have campaign coffers brimming with cash, especially Sanders, who finished the reporting period with more than $33 million on hand, as Breitbart News noted.